Where are you holding? No, I have a safe here that someone wasn't keeping notes. Tefillah Saboteach, we did. Kegamol La'imoy, we did. Kabbalah Yisuri Ba'ava.
I think we started it.
So let's start. It's a sugi that's mamash. Let me just brief you a little bit. Is this thing working?
No,
it's fine. Cheshbon, whether to end ya and do something from the beginning, new, something eludik or whatever. And then I look, yeah, this mamash is very nogaya. Very nogaya to elul. What's your surim? Chet. How the whole thing works, especially Edel, where things start going wrong. You'll find Edel is a man where you kind of find the books being balanced, you find things going wrong or whatever.
What do you mean?
You find as you go through Edel, things start, funny things happen in Edel. The energy of Edel is not poshed. So I think it's mamash nogei, it's very relevant, and it's almost like a piece on its own. We basically finished the safe. I mean, we finished the not finished Pirkei Machshava. Now we're going into one of the what they call appendixes, which is dealing with Kabbalas Yisurim. Anybody who doesn't know what Yisurim is, so then we'll they don't have to come. Someone knows what the suffering in his life is about, or he doesn't have any suffering in his life, or whatever. Then the Shia's not problem. People who've never suffered and don't know what suffering is, or don't know people that are suffering and never have to answer questions like why do we have to suffer so much? If you never had to deal with this question before, then you're potter. Then don't come. If anybody's ever suffered or knows someone that's ever suffered, then we have to understand what's going on. The Torah has to make sense. The suffering has to make sense as well. Okay. Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava Hi Sugya Hanogayas Li Yisoydes Haemunah. Accepting suffering, Yisurim, I'm going to use the word Yisurim, with love is a Sugya which touches the foundations of Imunah. It's one of the pillars on which belief and trust and faith, whatever word you want to use for Imun in Hashem, is. Sugyas Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava Hi Sugya Yisodit Beyoteh. It is fundamental in the extreme, the Sugya. Hi Nogat Letzipo Nafsha Shel Hayudit. It goes to the
people of the soul or something.
Huh?
The pupil of the soul, yeah?
Yeah, sort of like the eye of the needle. It almost touches the central point of the Jewish soul. Eini maile or midas chasidus ba'alma. It's not a maile, it's not midas chasidus.
What's not? Accepting it.
Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Yeah, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava is not a it's not something you could say, look, you know, there's certain great people in the world that were able to be Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, whatever, it's Midas Chasidus. If I'm a simple guy, leave me alone, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to kvetch. No, I don't make any long stories. Yeah, you know, the Chofetz Chaim can be Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, but me, I'm a simple guy, you know, suffering's terrible, it's painful, and I'm going to enact my Jewish inherent right to complain. No, a Jew is living and his heart is not complete, it's not whole with Hashem, he's going to start having complaints and tainas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, his midas. Even if he's a tzaddik and he manages to keep quiet and not complain, we come mocking the libo pnime mitganevet machshava shekosh bocha einu oyev oto chas v'chilila. In his heart he's going to walk around with feelings, Hashem doesn't love me, otherwise why is he causing all the suffering to me? And it's a mitzvah, as I said to Rai, I said, Tommy, 24 hours a day to love Hashem and to know that Hashem loves you. It's the beginning of everything that a Jew has to know. He has to know there's Hashem, and he has to know that Hashem loves him, that he has to love Hashem. That's the beginning of any piece of mitzvah observance that a person is going to do afterwards has to be based on the yisod, because Baruch Hu created the world for us because he loves us.
Are you meant to feel that when you did an avera?
So we'll see. We'll see that that's part of the yisurim. We'll see that yisurim comes about because of our avera's heart. Yeah, fine, okay. That's what Elul is. How are you supposed to go through Elul and serve Hashem b'simcha and come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and whatever with all these avaras and whatever and then be b'simcha? It's not Tisha B'Av. We're on the way up. Yeah. That's something that bothers you a lot, Anna. This burden of guilt that you're walking around with.
That should be everyone who sins.
We see that people who are sinning, do tshuva and whatever, can actually be gewaltig kabbalah simcha.
Okay, that's because there's a thing called can do tshuva and stop doing it.
Because there's a thing called tshuva. Okay, we'll see. Part of the suffering we're going to be talking about is the suffering that comes about through our avairas. That's a big suffering. The ruchnistika sufferings, not just the physical sufferings. We'll see. It's a very important sugi, this. You'll see. It's very important. In order to really come to grips with that, you're going to have to find time. Maybe we can do it together, chavrus or whatever, to learn the first part of the sefer that you missed. Because that's where he really goes into the sugya, where he separates, he makes a clear distinction between the essence relationship that you have with Hashem. It's worthwhile just recapping it here for 2 minutes. There's an essence relationship that exists between Anakolos Baruch Hu, which is not totally on action whatsoever. It's an essence love relationship that no matter what he does, no matter what we do, there's a point of contact of love that is untouchable. There are certain mice which can be accurate, but those are person marries out of the family, the certain things, but that's far from us. The even of Avodah Zorah and Gilui Arayos and Shlichus Domim doesn't oikir it. Gilui Arayos to a certain extent, but even Avodah Zorah is not oikir that kesher. And then there's performance. Then there's a thing called 613 mitzvahs. Those are two separate sugyas completely. When you start intermingling those two sugyas, you get into the trouble that you're in. But then Revei Hashem can't love me. You have to be able to understand. So he goes through that very well. The whole first part of the Sefer goes through explaining and bringing rayas and whatever, explaining that sugya. So that we have to maybe find time to learn from the beginning again. Good chazara. Okay. Hamachshavos ha'ugumois v'hamariros hamitztaberes oides mitzvah geremes lekach sheyichus av beino lebein Hashem yisparach nechalash. The thoughts, the skew thoughts and the bitterness that is exude as a result of his matzav causes that the relationship of love between him and Hashem gets weaker. Ubekach hu mevatel lemaisa v'kol rega mitzvas asa midaraisa shavavta es Hashem elokecha. Person's walking around because he's suffering, he's asking, why is this happening to me? What did I do? Why is Hashem punishing me? Blah, 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 blah. That's weakening the relationship between him and Hashem, which we don't think is relevant. We don't relate to our religious life as relationships. We relate to it as you got to do mitzvahs and you got to learn and you got to this and you got to grow and you got to get, you know. We never relate to our Yiddishkeit as relationships. When was the last time we were bothered by the fact that Hashem's, I'm going through some suffering, I better be careful because this could cause me to weaken my relationship of love with Hashem? Even after learning the Sefer for almost a year now, it's lesson sunk in that that's the ick. You look surprised, James. Have you never heard this from me before?
But Rav, that's the hardest thing. When you're learning and flying and everything, to just sit back and think it's all Hashem, to think that everything's a gift, and to build a relationship. It's very hard. It's much easier to learn little bits and to build a relationship just off those little bits.
What's wrong? Who said this to be big? We're not talking about.
Okay, I'm saying 5 minutes, even an hour, 2 hours.
One nanosecond. Could be 1 second. I'm not talking about the amount of time spent in it. I'm saying when a person is going through suffering, he never stops to think, I better be careful there because this could damage my relationship with Hashem. That's what I'm saying. When a person's learning, he's building a relationship with Hashem.
How can you think that? When you're learning, you can't concentrate.
I'm not saying you should be thinking about while you're learning. No. The Nefesh HaChaim goes through that very clearly in Shadal. When I'm learning, I'm learning. When you're busy trying to work out chat in Rebbe Kiva Egi, you're not thinking about God. Avada! That's the whole Shadal in Nefesh HaChaim. He discusses this, yeah? No, you don't have to be thinking about God. When you're trying to work out a Ketzos, you're trying to work out chat in the Toysos, if you start thinking about God, you're not going to chat in the Toysos. No, then you have to think about what Toysos is trying to tell you. But before you sit down and learn, understand why you're learning.
So how is like the constant mitzvah of like knowing that there's a Shem? Is that just doched by Talmud Torah?
When you're learning, before you sit down to learn, you know, I'm learning this Hashem's Torah, I know there's Hashem or whatever, and now I'm learning.
But at the moment of your learning,
if you're you're not concentrating on Hashem all the time. No, so it's running in the background. You are recording mitzvah. Vada. There's no greater kim of knowing that there's Hashem if you're learning Torah Lishmo. I'm learning this Torah because I'm trying to understand what Hashem's trying to tell me. So which Hashem are you talking about? The Hashem you know, the Hashem you love, the Hashem you fear, the Hashem you know that's one. You're becoming all six constant mitzvahs when you're learning Hashem's Torah. If you start off properly. If you start off, I'm going to learn because I'm going to show them that I'm a bigger, hey, I'll show him, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than him, we'll see. I'm going to learn until I show them that the Torah is not true. He's doing it for all the wrong reasons. Yeah? I'm not talking about Lishmo, Shetachel, or Lishmo, that's about Sugya now. So then there's no Hashem, yeah? But if he sits down, I want to learn Torah because I want to build a relationship with Hashem, just in that Rotson, he's becoming all six, certainly four of the constant mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there are only four, so you're okay. That's another shit. The Rambam holds you can't ever love, that's a constant mitzvah. Law Sigzel is a constant mitzvah. When can you ever steal? You're never allowed to steal. So I should be makaming the mitzvah, Law Sigzel, right now, right? So it's also a constant mitzvah. The Rambam says, no, you only makam a constant mitzvah when there's a nesoyin, when you put in a situation where you could not makam it and you makam it. So I don't have any desire to steal this. So I'm not makam the mitzvah, Law Sigzel. I'll get this overwhelming desire to mamash, you know, just I'm distracting quickly, and I overcome it and I don't steal because Hashem said so. Then I'm makam Law Sigzel. So he says, Rambam, you can't have a constant mitzvah. Of Lo Sasur, when there's an assign and there's an ordeal to go after Elokim Acherim, and you don't, so then you're Makayim. So that's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Chiluk on those two. But on the four essays, everybody agrees. But Efrash Chaim and Shadarat goes through this very carefully. He says sometimes when you're learning, you feel you're weakening in this area, your Yiras Hashem is going down. He says, so there's nothing wrong with stopping for a few moments and just Machaziking your Yiras and then going back to your Torah again.
So there are five out of the six
Four are positive and two are loving.
What are the two?
The four constants are no, love, fear, know that he's one, and the love him are.
There's no other God.
And Losa Su.
Yeah. I use that. It's not about. I've got love. Why is that love?
You're not allowed to believe. You're not allowed to believe that there's another God beside it. Thou shalt not believe that there's another God beside it. Listen. These are all. And there's much to discuss. I'm not going to the 600 mitzvahs. That's not a subject now. I'm answering Josh's question. When you're learning Torah, how you become mitzvah avos Hashem? Why are you learning Torah? Because you love it. When you go to the store to buy your wife flowers, yeah, you're buying flowers and you're choosing flowers. You're not thinking about your wife now. You're thinking about this and this and this and why are you doing it? Why are you there? Because you love yours. You want to buy flowers. So the act of going and buying is a kim of the Avah. Otherwise, you should just sit at home and meditate the whole day. I love God. So they already become two of them, right? Because I love him and I know that. I mean, if you love him, you must know that he's there, right? So now while I'm loving him, I fear him and I know that he's one. Oh, good. So the whole day, just sit and meditate on those four things. The interesting thing is all those Abba. Four quantum mitzvahs require a certain cumin, they require a certain mycin. You can't sit and meditate on them, it's not enough. So, if you wait on, you can, but you'll see most of the day we're doing mitzvahs. What about when you're shaking lulav? What about when you're putting on tefillin? What about when you're tishubav, you're sitting on the floor? How do you do all those four all the time? So, it depends on the hachana, the preparation. Eating matzah, when you're eating matzah, you're thinking about Hashem. You're going through all the kavanas, the mukubalim, the thing about all the kavanas of matzahs or whatever, that being makam the four kinds of mitzvahs, then how? How do you do that? How do you hold 20 different thoughts in your head at the same time? No, but before he sits down to eat matzah, he knows what's the matzah. Hashem told me to eat this, because I love Hashem, I want it. Now he starts eating, so now he's forgotten about Hashem now. But it's been done because of the initial rotson to have a relationship with Hashem. In other words, the essence needs to be in place. Really, it's a kasher on elul. It's really a cash on Elul. Rosh Hashanah is Yira. No one would deny that Rosh Hashanah is a sugya of Yira, and the Seremek Chuvah is a sugya of Yira, and Yom Kippur is a sugya of Yira. And then there's a shift. There's an enormous shift from Motzi Yom Kippur all the way through till Sukkot to Lashana Rabbah, which is Ava. That's the the phase. We start Rosh Chodesh Elul, we go through Zira, and then the shift into Sukkot is Avar. Sukkot is a hag. Shana Rab is a kiss, and then Simchas Torah is the Yichudru. So you're going out of the Yichud room into the chuppah. Get married on Motzeh Simchus Torah, and then you not mamash Motzeh, but so you go out of the Yichud room and Hashem into the chuppah. It's not small. So the kasha is very simple. If the whole avoda of hachana for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is Yira, is Elul is the time to prepare. Then Elul should be a void in Yira, and it's not. It's an avoid in Ava. Ani ledoidi medoidi li. Ava, Ava, Ava. Whole of Elul is Ava. It's love. It's a love of Hashem.
But it's not.
It is. Ani ledoidi medoidi li. The avoid of Elul is Ava.
But it's about Yira. Shuva.
Oh, that's why, a kasha. So that's the kasha. So that's the kasha. That's asking. Why is the trademark of Elul Ani ledoidi medoidi li? That's Ava, Ava. That's Simchus Torah.
That's Ava there is in Yiddishkeit.
You're giving a territory trying to understand the kasha.
I'm saying that is the most Ava. That's Ani ledoidi medoidi li is the most.
But there has that in a chana for Yira.
Yeah.
Has an achana for Yira.
I don't understand the question.
The whole avoda of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Yira. The days to prepare for that is called Elul. So Elul should be days of the essence, and the trademark of Elul should be Yira. And it's not. It's Ani ledoidi vidoidi li. It's Ava. I understand that the hachana for Sukkot is Ava. Yeah, because that's about Ava. So the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which are days of enormous hachana, is all about Ava. But how's Elul hachana for Yira if Elul itself is Ava?
I mean, you ask a question,
it's a good kasha, no? It's a mighty good kasha, it's a well kasha. The Olam Asa's kasha is a well known kasha. So the Teretz is Soif Maisa B'machshov Etchila. What's the goal of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur ultimately? To stop at Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? No, it's to go into Sukkot and Shemir Atzeres and to build the Ahava. So Soif Maisa B'machshov Etchila, the first machshova, the first approach to. We have to keep in mind on the end goal. The end goal is not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a means to get into the sukkah. So the start of that, the preparation for that, there has to be Ava, there has to be love. If there's no love between me and Hashem, I'm not going to do the avoda to get to Yira. Yira is just a intermediary step on the way to Ava. But the goal is always Ava.
What's the Ava of sukkah that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim?
That's another subject to talk about.
That's another argument. The definition between Ava and Yira is so thin.
Very fine. Yeah. That's a big machlokus in the Shulim, exactly how you define Yira and Ava. But the way the Rambam sets it up, the way the Orch Tzadikim sets it up, the Chinuch sets it up, they're different sugyas. They're two separate mitzvahs. There are two, but you're right. The differences are very subtle, and often, if you look at the Rishonim, they overlap each other. In other words, the Rambam's, I can't remember which way it is, but I think the Rambam's definition of the ultimate level of Yira is the Orch Tzadikim's definition of Ava. You're right, there is because you see they're totally intertwined. The awe and the respect and the fear that I have of the enormousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what allows me to love it. When I look at Hashem's Maisim, when I look at how big he is, when I look at how awesome he is, when I look at the scars, when I look at the mountains, when I look at the intrinsic nature, the beauty, the awesomeness of the world, yeah, and you chapa pachad. You suddenly realize that made all of this, and he's making all of this, and made my hand, and he's making me. You start thinking who Hashem is. That's a pachad, right?
Not really scary.
The guy that made this is pretty scary, man.
Okay, but a lot of things you do show that you don't really fear.
No, I'm not saying what we do. I'm saying Alpia MS.
Show who you are.
Yeah, we're talking about who we're saying Alibi de MS. If a person would meditate and really think about the Bria, he would come to an enormous Boeres of Yira. What's the step straight after that? He suddenly realizes that this one's a relationship with me. The love, you're right. At the highest levels of Yira and Ava, they are hard to see apart, because they are the same sugya. Just the avoider of Elul is knowing that we love Hashem and Hashem loves us and Hashem wants this relationship with us. You have to have that before you start building a relationship. Before you start doing anything, you have to know there's a love relationship. Before the Father and the Son can go anywhere where the Father and the Son have to go, there needs to be a certain intrinsic inbuilt Ava. Now you can start working on respect and kibbut Ava Aim and da 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 and all these, you know, but if there's no after a rechod, then the whole thing doesn't start. You don't stand in front of the cop, not because you love him or whatever, because you're not an idiot. No relationship being built there. You don't steal in front of Hashem because you love it. So why don't you steal really? Because well, you're scared. Those are two steps on the same in the same point, in the same direction. These are big sugis. You have to learn them inside. You have to take it. Chinuch, you have to take the Rambam, you have to go to sleep, you have to go through these sugis. They're big sugis. Terribly neglected sugis. We're too busy learning to really build a serious relationship with Hashem. It's a problem.
It's hard because the answer takes.
Excuse me. Let me just knock out one Western world 21st century fallacy. We know it's hard. You know why? If I would offer you this for 25 cents, right? Would you be terribly interested in it? Not really, because something that's worth 25 cents can't be that great. If I tell you, listen, this thing is worth $50. You're going to work for 9 months, hard labor. Yeah, at the end of 9 months hard labor, you're going to get this. Would you think that this thing's worthwhile?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to work 9 months hard labor for something. It better be worthwhile. Let me tell you something. Olam Haba is big. All the pleasure that every person in this world ever have and ever will have, if you would squeeze it all into one moment. Yeah. Can you imagine all that pleasure? All the world's pleasure, yeah, is in one nanosecond of Olam Haba. Do you know how much pleasure there is in Olam Haba?
It's different.
Eternal! It's different about it. I'm just giving you a marshal, because what do you want me to do? Give you a nimshot?
You can only appreciate it if you appreciate
it.
I'm
just trying to show. Of course.
Okay, so then it isn't really pleasure in a sense if you don't appreciate it yet.
Fine. So don't appreciate it yet. But for those that do appreciate it, yeah. For those that do appreciate it, yeah. If you would just stop and theorize for 1 second, okay, how much pleasure there is waiting for you in Olam Haba, how hard are you prepared to work for it?
Obviously, you'll break every bone in your body.
It's going to be hard. Sorry. Apologize to the new generation, okay? Life is hard. Get it into your head now. Life is hard. It's supposed to be. It was designed that way. America came along and the Western world came along and conned us into thinking that life's supposed to be easy. So we get terribly upset when it starts getting hard. Life was meant to be hard. It's designed to be hard. Hashem made it that way. You know why? Because the reward is so humongous that if it was easy, why bother? The reward can't be that great. If earning a Olam Haba is like lying on the beach and watching 27 channels and chilling and whatever, and then the reward for that is Olam Haba, so what could Olam Haba be worth? Olam Haba must be enormous, because the way to Olam Haba is Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. It's learning, it's forgetting, it's steiging, it's Holocaust. It's okay. The reward must be something outstanding. It's hard. You're right, it's hard to change one midah, to change one action, to break one bad habit. Phew. It was designed to play by Hashem. All complaints, I'll give you the address, you can discuss it with him. Talk to him, Shmon Esra. When you go to Shmon Esra, you go to Shmon Esra, you dive in Ma'arif tonight, go speak to him, tell him, listen, this is not, that's in Meshuggah. What do you want from me? This is too hard.
It's a chutzpah.
You're right, every tefillah is a chutzpah. Boinei Yushalayim, Hashem says no. You say, no, Boinei Yushalayim. Hashem says no. If I wanted to, I could have. What do you think? My friend's sick, please make him better. Who would you think? If I didn't want to make him better, I couldn't make him better. I'll wait for you. Yes. Every kid is a chutzpah.
Yes.
Our ability to stand up and daven to Hashem is a chutzpah. That's the Ava. Hashem loves our tefillahs. He loves our chutzpah. He wants it. Where do you think he got chutzpah from? Hashem gave it to you. You've got to use it properly. You've got to know how to use chutzpah. Not to be chutzpahdik, but you have to be chutzpahdik. You've got to be chutzpahdik, not chutzpahdik. V'chein am namshanu chachomim b'gemorim m'sechtes brochus daf nun dalil amad alaf. Chayit adam levarach al ara k'shem shemarach al ha'tayibo shenema. In the same way a person is obligated to make a broch on the bad, in the same way that he makes a broch on the toiv.
It's
Mishnah brochus.
I read it now.
שנאמר ואהבת את השם לוקח בכל לבבך את צאת וצאת ובכל נפשך אפילו לא יתלס נפשך. Even if he takes your neshama, takes your life, you have to love Hashem. ושם דבר סבא חמד בייס מובר חי דם לבר אחלה רע כשם שומר אחלה טויבה. מה חי דבר אחלה רע כשם שומר אחלה טויבה? What does this mean? In the same way that you make a broch on the toiv, you make a broch on the bad. אמר רבו לא נצריך אלה לקבולי נהו בשמחה. It's talking that you have to makabel the bad, what's so called bad, ba'ava. The Purush Rashi, Levanachal Midas Peronios Belevei Shalem. The Midas Peronios, the Midas of Hashem, the punishment, the suffering, the Midas that causes punishment, suffering in the world, you have to makabel that with a complete heart.
I.e., you have to makabel his Midas of.
You have to makabel the patch with love.
What was the question? I don't know where it says, Mahi or whatever it says.
What does it mean that in the same way that you mivarech olam toiv, you should mivarech olam toiv? What does that mean?
My answer is,
it means you have to makabel the bad besimcha the same as you would makabel the good. I'll tell you a moshul. It's not a moshul, it's a true story. I heard this from someone who was there. I wasn't there, but I heard it from somebody very reliable. He was at your chasana. The person I heard this from is somebody who's who the text told me is an emes dikah ben Torah. He was at your chasana. So I can just tell you what he told me. He was once at a levaya. I think it was one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Kol Torah, the Mashgiach. I don't know who it was. It was some Choshev Yid. Chavach Malatan passed away. So they come past the house, I think, where he was going to take Kriya to Gesund. The Yeshiva, they do it at the house. This is exactly what the Minakia is. So he came outside to take Kriya, and he stopped and he went inside. And he came back a while later, I can't remember, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, I can't remember that. And with a smile on his face, made Hatova Meitiv, made the brocha of Hatova Meitiv and Torkriya on having lost a child, a young child. Okay? They asked him afterwards, Mazeh, what was going on here? Why did you go back inside? Or whatever. He said he was standing there and he suddenly remembered this mission. I'm about to move Baruch Al Arab. Yeah? I to vachal this ra, the same as mavachal a toiv. What was the toiv? The toiv was when I brought him to bris. I brought this child into the world. He was born when he read his bris milah. But that level of simcha that I made the brocha, like nisa rebrisa shalom revinu, I went back inside and I got myself to the same level simcha was on when he was bris, and I came out and made the brocha tova meitiv on his kfura. Ad kana sipur. It's true. It's not true. I'm not testifying to anything here. That's pshat. In the same way, in the same leib shalom, in the same understanding that this is a gift from Hashem, because everything comes from Hashem. So a person is a child, let Hashem will understand the simcha, there's nothing to describe, there's no way to understand it. And to bring a child in and to bris a child, if it's a girl, it doesn't matter, there's a simcha atzuma. It should all be zoiche. It's an unbelievable simcha. Yeah? And Rachman Litzlan, a person should never know such an issue. Shelo neida such a thing. Rachman Litzlan, but to have to bury a child, Rachman, what could be worse? Is there anything worse than a father to bury a child? What could be worse? Yeah. I mean, the mekotza la kotza, from one end of the world to the other. And yet the Torah says, yeah, because the same person that gave you the child, the same person that's taking away, and it's with the same love and the same ava and the same good kite and everything. That's some dark.
You say Hashem takes the child away with the same love.
Who gave you the child? Hashem. Why didn't you do it? Because it's the best thing for you. Yeah? And who took it away? Hashem. Why? Because that's the best thing for you. What do you think Hashem suddenly got? Everything Hashem does is with pure chesed. Pure chesed.
Yeah, but then you battle with
breathlessness.
Stubbornness to start doing things and
In a chinami you're out, but there's a chiyuv in There's a halacha that kishem shavochan al atoiv, kishem shavochan al atoiv, kishem shavochan al atoiv, kishem shavochan al atoiv. It's a halacha in Mishnah.
We saw earlier on in this book, we saw where his son phoned him up, Rav, and said,
"Wish me mazel tov.
My son just passed away.
Just gave birth to a child. He lived for a few hours and died. Give me an answer. Mazel tov." Yeah. I'm just reading the words here. I'm not trying to.
So then it's bad to mourn over.
No, you have a chiv to mourn. You have a chiv to mourn. You have to know what you're mourning.
But why understand?
You?
Why would it be
so happy? Excellent question. Good.
Can we have an excellent answer?
They asked the kasha. I don't understand. I've got an even bigger kasha. I've got a kasha in the Mishnah now. What's kashem shavochna tev kashmeichin alara? There is no mavochin alara.
Is to be said.
What's ra? What do you mean? In the same way that you make a broch on the toy, you make a broch on the bed. How can I do that by understanding that there is no bed? Then how can I make a broch on the bed? Why don't I make a tova meitiv I mean, why don't I make a tova meitiv at the funeral, the same as I did at the birth? Why don't I make a bruch dana emes? So we're saying a tova meitiv, I meant a bruch dana emes. You understand? Let the mafushim ask this question. So they say no, because our perception of it is that it's bad. If we just said, well, how can you make a bruch on the bad the same as you did on the good? It's because you understand that the good and the bad are the same, they're all from Hashem and it's all good. So what's the bruch on the bad? There's no such thing as a bruch on the bad. Why are you making bruch dana emes in a levaya? Make a tova meitiv with the same simcha that you made when the child was born. Unfortunately, ask you, that's your question. There is no bad now. So the different tirutzim, whatever. The general track follows down that our perception and our perception on reality, and that in our world it is bad. It is bad. Just you have to understand the shoroshim of all of this is that it's really good, but right now you're getting a patch and you're getting clapped, and you have to chuv, and you have to understand what you've done wrong because you're getting clapped. When a father hits a child, yeah? It's with just as much love. We're talking about a father, we're talking about a real father, we're not talking about a guy, you know, when a father gives a child a patch, it's done with just as much love as when he gives him a kiss. The child needs a kiss because that's what's best for him. The child needs a patch because that's what's best for him. Yeah? So when the child gets a patch, and children do, when the child gets a patch, another do, he's makabel ba'ava. Children have this ability, it's an amazing thing. Yosh, we don't get this ability to makabel sisrim ba'ava. Watch a kid. You watch a kid, he gets a patch and he knows that he deserved it, and he knows that it comes with love, but he's makabel. Give a child a patch that he didn't deserve, or you give him a patch when you're angry or because it's your pro, whatever, you'll see the resentment straight away. But a child gets a patch and he knows magili, I don't know if it ever happened to you, you got a patch, you know you deserved it, yeah? You did the crime, you know you're going to do the time, you get the patch, you know dad loves you, you know he's doing it to correct you, you're makabel. Even a child has that ability, makabel ba'afa. Yeah? So the child gets the patch, he knows. Is he happy about the patch? Is it so? Is it clear? But the brocha he makes on that patch is the same brocha he makes on a kiss. But the one's a patch and the one's a kiss at the end of the day. Down here, it manifests as a patch and it manifests as a kiss. In the Sharashim, if you go all the way back to the Shloshos Minutes HaRachamim, you go all the way back to Bria Salim, you see it's all chesed, it's all love. Yeah? But down here it fragments into two different things. The one's called Tov and the one's called Ra. And in the world we live in, there's a thing called Tov and there's a thing called Ra. The Kashem Shemavach and the Tov from Ra is telling you, don't forget the Shiroshim of where this comes from. When you're sitting Shiva and when you're in pain and whatever, and you know you've got a patch, feel the pain of the patch. That's why you got a patch. If you needed a kiss, you would have got a kiss. In fact, you got a patch, it's there to tell you got a patch. If Hashem wanted to give you a kiss, he would have given you a kiss. No, he gave me a patch, and I must think it's a kiss. No, you have to know that a patch is a patch. But remember the Shiroshim, where this comes from the same love that you got the child, same love you get the patch. Yeah? Okay. It needs a Gemara cup. Hatayu Dereshus Eis Mikol Yudi. Lomu Du B'Madregas Mitzvahis. Shrezu Hi Lom Mitzvah Li Yechidi Segula. This is not for the treasured few. This mitzvah, that's not just for the few unique tzaddikim of the door. Who's that speaking to? Who's the audience for that mitzvah? No one in this room? It's about us, you and me. There's not a mitzvah that says, you know, when you reach a certain high level and you've mastered the All Yisrael and you're a Bochin Shari Tshuva and you're holding on the ninth level of the Mesidus Yisharim, then I want you to have to work on Kamoicha. Every 13-year-old boy, the minute he turns 13, he's chayv in this mitzvah. Yeah.
Is it a different thing to love him properly in your heart and then to act on it? Because
there's always
your
a
actions
gap.
Contradict with you. What
correct. How it's going to manifest in practice, we'll have to deal with. We're just talking the Shiroshim of the Sugi right now. That's the contradiction of all that. We have desire and we have she'ifas and we have an intellectual apprehension of one thing, and yet we behave in contradiction to what we think. That's called Sheker. That's what Sheker is. The definition of Sheker is when the internal world and the external world aren't shalom. That's the middle of Sheker. The middle of Emes is where the internal and external are completely at sync with each other. So there's certain parts of our lives that are in sync, and there's certain parts that are not in sync. You have to be able to distinguish between the two and know what you're working on right now. There are going to be things that you don't have to work on because they're already aligned. There are going to be things that you're not even really, even remotely ready to start working on. And then there's the area, the front line where you're battling the enemy. That's where you're struggling. When you finish that, then there'll be a new front line, and a new front line, it's harder and harder and harder. The only thing that improves is the view. As you get higher and higher, it gets harder and harder, but the view gets more beautiful. Much like climbing mountains, yeah? You start climbing Everest. In the beginning, it's easy. You travel along, you know, you go by helicopter, you know, and then it starts getting harder. And you start getting 200 meters from the top, you've climbed 30,000 feet. And those 200 meters from the top are killers. Why? Well, because yeah, you're getting near the top, it's harder, the resistance is harder, but the view is much more beautiful.
What's the view in the view?
Spiritual beauty, the way you look at the world, the simcha, the time, the way the world starts being, you start mamish enjoying life. The spiritual view, the way you perceive reality, the way you look at reality, the way you understand Hashem's ways, the way he's getting closer to Hashem, he's able to see things that other people can't see.
But Rav, it's so hard to build a relationship with something that's not there. Well, he's there, but it's invisible to your eyes.
That was the reason why there's a thing called Avodah Zarah and Christianity.
Okay,
and you're right.
You should be a mitzvah, you should be a machayev to sit down and meditate on it for an hour just to make it real to you. Make it so real to you that it really feels that he's there.
The hour of meditation that Chazal prescribed for us to do that is a thing called Talmud Torah and Tefillah. Those two go together. Talmud Torah and Tefillah are one sugya. You can't have one without the other. After the Churban Bayis, where you were able to see Hashem Mamash, there was a Gilu Shechina Mamash. Since there's no more Gilu Shechina, we're in a Tekufa now of what's called Hesterponim. The only way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash, Chazal tell us, is in Dalad Elo Valach, it's in learning.
Is it a particular type of learning? Because I don't feel like when I'm learning Mishnah.
You haven't started learning it. You haven't started learning yet. You're still learning how to learn. Level after level after level after level. I'm finished. Level after level after level.
So
you start learning. You start learning after 6 months. You don't suddenly start getting a Gilu Shchinas pouring out of your Gemara.
So what do we do in the meantime? Wait for 20 years before we can see God now learning.
Why are you learning?
Because there's a God.
Why did you decide to stop learning in the first place and keep Shabbos and whatever?
Not because of Talmud Torah.
No, because you know there's a God.
So you came to that through meditation. So meditation is a prerequisite.
You came to that as a gift. Essentially, we all got it as a gift. You give it a present.
Bukhano said that, why don't I sit down and meditate?
Because you should have. What's called tefillah? Tefillah is the most...
You said that meditation to come to the reality that there's a God is Talmud Torah.
Yeah, because you can't
have
it without...
You can't get it for 20 years. I didn't say
20 years. No. It's in stages. You get different gilim. Sometimes on the Shabbos, sometimes you sit in a shir, you see... You go to a shir bracha, sometimes you see it. You're getting glimpses of it all the time. But you're not getting it unless you're connected, and the only way to really connect is through Torah, and the only way to really connect through Torah is through Tefillah, and the only way to daven properly is to learn. So you're in it.